Good morning. Welcome to our program this morning. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We want to invite you to come and be with us at any opportunity you might have. At the end of this broadcast, you will be given the times of our services, and we invite you cordially to come and be with us at any time you have opportunity. You will always find a warm welcome. This morning, I want to spend a few moments in answering a letter that I got a few weeks ago concerning my radio program. I wish the person who had wrote the letter would have signed his name so I could have talked to him personally, but he chose not to do that. But not to go over the whole letter, but just part of it, he explained that he had a friend that lived here in Harrodsburg that had been listening to the radio program in years past and had begun to listen again when I began the radio program when I moved here in September. And one of the things that he commented on that she told him is that she thought it was very negative. She thought that it was very hateful, and she didn't know how anyone would listen, and even suggested that didn't understand how the members here, after hearing me preach, would not leave here being feel beaten down and overwhelmed and not encouraged. I find all that very interesting, and I want to be fair and I want to be honest with everyone who listens to this program. I've told you that your comments are encouraged, and I appreciate them. And I have considered what this listener has said, but I want to answer it by giving you a proper perspective of what I believe and how I present the truth. Let me begin by saying that I love all men. I have no axe to grind with any particular denomination or persuasion of faith that is different than my own. Yet, I do oppose them because they are contrary to God's word. I try never to be unkind or hateful, but I do try to show that there are some stark differences in the things that men teach and the things that God teaches. Now, is that a negative thing? Well, let me answer that with Scripture. In Acts chapter 20, verse 26 and 27, the Apostle Paul said, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." Dear listener, all I'm trying to do is declare the whole counsel of God. Some of that counsel of God will be negative. Some of it will be in the negative direction. Now, there needs to be a balance. There has to be both negative and positive. But brethren, it must be truth. Whatever it is, it must be truth. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, Peter wrote, "If any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. And in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." What is an oracle? An oracle is a saying of God. Whatever is taught, whatever is put forth as being spiritual and from God, must be His teaching, must be according to His word. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 17, Paul instructed the brethren in Colossae, "And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." What does it mean in the name of the Lord? That means by His authority. If you listen very carefully to this program, you will notice that every conclusion that I reach, I will give you a book, a chapter, and a verse on why I arrived at that conclusion. That is to give you a "Thus saith the Lord." That is to show that I am trying to speak the oracles of God. And then Paul said in the Galatian letter, in chapter 1, he gave the church of Galatia a warning in verse 8 and 9. "But if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which you have preached, let him be accursed." As we have said before, so say I now again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. That's a very serious charge. There is only one message. There is only one message of God, and it is contained in His Word. According to 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And verse 17 says that He equips us to every good work. And then I would like you to consider the word of Jude in Jude and verse 3. Jude verse 3. Jude wrote, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." I want you to notice in this text, it says common salvation. Earnestly to contend for the faith. Dear listener, that's exactly what I'm striving to do. To earnestly contend for the faith. But I also want you to notice, it says it was once delivered to the saints. What does that word once mean? It means one time for all time. To show you, there is a parallel passage in the Bible that uses the same word in Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 28. Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. How many times was Jesus offered? How many times did He die? One time. Once. One time for all time. In the same manner, the gospel, the word of truth, was delivered to the saints one time for all time. Now, what must I conclude by such passages? That there is only one divine revelation. That there is only one standard of truth. That there is only one book that reveals to us the mind of God, as the Holy Spirit's work was done in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 through 13. I must stand upon the principles, the precepts, and the teachings that are contained in the Bible, nothing more and nothing less. I must base every one of my beliefs, teachings, and those things that I proclaim as God's Word must have His authority behind them. That includes any subject that I would talk about in this program, whether we're talking about the church, whether we're talking about how to gain entrance into the church, the work of that church, the organization of that church, how to live a godly life, how to obey the gospel and become a Christian. All of those instructions must have a thus saith the Lord. Now, dear listener, what do I do when men teach things that are contrary to what God's book says? According to God, I must preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2. What does it mean, in season and out of season? That means when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. I make no apology for teaching the truth, in expressing it in the way that the Bible expresses it. I am an emotional person. I feel very passionately about what I believe. But do not misread that I am trying to be unkind, arrogant, haughty, or that I know better than anyone else. I can be wrong. I am a human being. I am not infallible. But the Word of God is. And as long as I base my conclusions on God's Word, then, listener, the argument is not with me. The argument is with God. Now, that goes to style. I am a very emotional person. I feel passionately about what I believe. And I take great righteous indignation to people who pervert the Bible, who make it sound and do things that it was never intended to do. Let me just give you one example of what I'm talking about. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that the Pope is God's vicar on earth. He is God's spokesperson. He is the vicar on earth. He is called the Holy Father. But all of that flies in the face of what the Bible says. In Matthew 23, verse 9, we're instructed not to call no one Father on earth, because one is our Father in heaven. We are told that the church was not founded on Peter, as Roman Catholics teach in Matthew 16, 18, and 19, but founded upon the confession of Peter that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. In Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says that he speaks today to man through his Son, not through the Pope. And in Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth have been given to him. If all power in heaven and earth have been given to Christ, where does that put the Pope? It puts him without authority. He is not God's spokesperson. He is not the vicar of Christ. He is not the Holy Father. Those are theories and theologies of Roman Catholicism. Now, do I hate Roman Catholics? No. I love them. But do I oppose their teaching? Very fervently I do. Very fervently I oppose their teaching. Why? Because it's contrary to what the Bible teaches. All I ask them to do is open the pages of God's Word and examine the text and prove their case by the text. I can do that. I challenge them to try to do the same without turning to their catechism or to their human theology. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm not trying to be haughty or arrogant. I'm just pointing out that we have a difference. And this is true of anyone that I might differ with on this program. I differ with the fellow that follows me on this program on many different issues. That doesn't mean I hate him. That doesn't mean that I think I'm better than him. I just think we have some serious differences. And I'd be more than happy any time to have an open discussion about those differences on the radio, have a public debate, in writing, whatever he would choose to do. I don't hate him. Dear listener, what I hate is false teaching. Because false teaching can cause a man to be lost. False teaching can cause one to lose their soul forever and ever in eternity. That's a very serious thing. I want to be right. And any time on this program that I preach or teach anything that you believe is contrary to God's Word, please call me. Please point it out to me. And if you can show me in the Scripture that it is wrong, that it is contrary to what the Bible teaches, I will make a public recanting of that on this program. Now, here's my question. What about those I oppose? Would they do the same? Would they give up their doctrine, if it can be shown in the Bible, to not be true, to not be from God's Word, to be a teaching of men? Jesus said in Matthew 15, 8 and 9, that such teaching makes our worship vain and unprofitable. Dear listener, please do not misunderstand. I love all men. I love the souls of the lost, and I want to be true to God. My first responsibility is to God, and to be faithful to His Word, and to teach what it says. What I ask you to do each Sunday morning, come with an open Bible and an open mind, and read and study with us. If you find it to be wrong, point it out to us, and we would count you as a dear friend. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you'll continue to listen. If you ever have any questions concerning the things said in this program, feel free to ask. Thank you.